Now, I wonder if Matt Damon's mom had anything to do with him narrating the documentary Backpack Full of Cash.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
They got Matt from me. Matt doesn't ever forget that I'm his mom, number one. Number two, I don't ask Matt for much. Matt and I are close. We have a relationship based on trust. I've actually told him I won't ask him for things because I don't want to undermine our relationship or have him feel like he has to hide from me because he doesn't want to say no. In general, I don't ask him for anything. So when I do, which has been just a few times counted on one hand, he knows it really means a lot.
My sense of Backpack Full of Cash is that it's the antidote to Waiting for Superman. What does Matt Damon's mom say?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think in many ways it is. I mean, you know, it's very different what's behind it. There was a lot of big money behind Waiting for Superman and a lot of powerful people interested in having that movie be seen because it was really celebrating charter schools and choice. And, you know, this film is really a contradiction to those messages. And I think it's just, you know, harder to get big funders and movie production people behind a film like this because it's not an establishment film. But the messages that it's putting out there are really crucial because it's a very it's a smart and a heartfelt way of showing viewers what the effects of charter schools are on communities, particularly Philadelphia. And you really see what's happening to families and kids' lives and education resources as a result of privatization. A lot of people don't understand how charters are actually taking funds away from public schools because there's all this, you know, propaganda around charters are public schools, they're not taking anything from public schools, but I think you start to see when you see a film like this.
Right, and that's why I made that comment there is that, you know, while Waiting for Superman, you know, as you just said, being backed by tons of people with lots of money who had an agenda to drive, and the fact that actually it was mostly a propaganda-based movie that didn't have a lot of really facts as much as it had a desire to promote charter schools as an alternative to, quote, failing public schools. What we get, though, in a Backpack Full of Cash, and that's why for me it's the antidote to Waiting for Superman, is because it's not about propaganda. It's not a piece meant to pitch. It actually shows you, as you just said, what happens when you take $5 from a public school, give it to a kid and send that kid to another school. That $5 leaves that school and goes to that school, but yet that school has to still educate all the other kids and, in fact, may educate other kids that are coming in from closed charter schools.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I like to look at who is behind various projects, like what is the motivation and what are people getting out of it. And I think it's important to notice that who were the people backing Waiting for Superman and what was the agenda driving that film and why did it get into theaters, big theaters, the way it did so quickly. You know, there are big funders behind it. And you look at this film and it's Vera and Sarah who are, you know, are really citizens interested in having other citizens understand some of these issues around privatization of schools, and they've had to scrounge for money. They've had to work very hard to get funding.
Yeah, they were kickstarting, right? Donating.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't think anything in Waiting for Superman went through a Kickstarter campaign and a GoFundMe and you name all the other possible ways.
Right.
You know, it seems to be in one way the kind of the underlying story of public schools anymore, though. If you want to get something out there that's beneficial to the public, it's no one's going to step up and actually make that readily available. But if you're going to step up and downplay or downgrade the public, boy, there's all kind of people willing to throw money at that.
Megaphones waiting for you to say how bad public schools are and how teachers are the problem.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.